TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. There are many damaging myths around women's sexuality. Nina Dulvik-Brockman and Ellen Stukendahl are sexual health experts who want to deconstruct misunderstandings related to one thing, the hymen. Today, they offer data to counteract the stories that have existed for centuries as ways to control female sexuality, desire, and value.
We grew up believing that the hymen is the proof of virginity. But it turns out we were wrong. What we discovered is that the popular story we're told about female virginity is based on two anatomical myths. The truth has been known in medical communities for over 100 years, yet somehow these two myths continue to make life difficult for women around the world. The first myth is about blood. It tells us that the hymen breaks and bleeds the first time a woman has vaginal sex. In other words, if there is no blood on the sheets afterwards, then the woman was simply not a virgin. The second myth is a logical consequence of the first. Since the hymen is thought to break and bleed, people also believe that it actually disappears or is in some way radically altered during a woman's first intercourse. If that were true, one would easily be able to determine if a woman is a virgin or not by examining her genitals, by doing a virginity check. So that's our two myths. Virgins bleed and hymens are lost forever. Now, this may sound like a minor issue to you. Why should you care about an obscure little skin fold on the female body? But the truth is, this is about so much more than an anatomical misunderstanding. The myths about the hymen have lived on for centuries because they have cultural significance. They have been used as a powerful tool in the effort to control women's sexuality in about every culture, religion, and historical decade. Women are still mistrusted, shamed, harmed, and in the worst cases, subjected to honor killings if they don't bleed on their wedding night. Other women are forced through degrading virginity checks simply to obtain a job, to save their reputation, or to get married. Like in Indonesia, where women are systematically examined to enter military service. After the Egyptian uprisings in 2011, a group of female protesters were forced to undergo virginity checks by their military. In Oslo, doctors are examining the hymens of young girls to reassure parents that their children are not ruined. And sadly, the list goes on. Women are so afraid not to live up to the myths about the hymen that they choose to use different virginity quick fixes to assure a bleeding. That could be plastic surgery, known as revirgination. It could be vials of blood poured on the sheets after sex, or fake hymens bought online, complete with theater blood and a promise to kiss your deep, dark secret goodbye. By telling girls that no deed can be kept secret, that their bodies will reveal them no matter what, we have endowed them with fear. Girls are afraid of ruining themselves, either through sport, play, tampon use, or sexual activity. We have curtailed their opportunities and their freedoms. It's time we put an end to the virginity fraud. It's time we break the myths about the hymen, once and for all. We are medical students, sexual health workers, and the authors of The Wonder Down Under. That's a popular science book about the female genitals. And in our experience, people seem to believe that the hymen is some kind of a seal covering the vaginal opening. In Norwegian, it is even called the virgin membrane. And with this, we picture something fragile, something easily destructible, something you can rip through, perhaps like a sheet of plastic wrapping.
The hymen is nothing like a piece of plastic you can wrap around your food or a seal. In fact, it's more like this, a scrunchie or a rubber band. The hymen is a rim of tissue at the outer opening of the vagina. And usually it has a donut or a half moon shape with a large central hole. But this varies a lot. And sometimes hymens can have fringes, it can have several holes, or it can consist of lobes. In other words, hymens naturally vary a lot in looks. And that is what makes it so hard to do a virginity check.
The hymen doesn't have to break at all. The hymen is like a scrunchie in function as well as in looks. And you can stretch a scrunchie, right? You can stretch a hymen too. In fact, it's very elastic. Since hymens come in every shape and form, it is difficult to know if a dent or a fold in it is there because of previous damage or if it's just a normal anatomical variant. The absurdity of virgin testing is illustrated in a study done on 36 pregnant teenagers. When doctors examined their hymens, they could only find clear signs of penetration in 2 out of the 36 girls. So unless you believe in 34 cases of virgin births, you simply cannot look a woman between her legs and read her sexual story.
There is no virgin seal that magically disappears after sex, and half of virgins can easily have sex without bleeding. We wish we could say that by removing these myths, everything would be okay. That shame, harm, and honor killings would all just disappear. But of course, it's not that simple. Sexual oppression of women comes from something much deeper than a simple anatomical misunderstanding about the properties of the hymen. It's a question of cultural and religious control of women's sexuality. And that is much harder to change. But we must try.
After telling you this, you may wonder what the alternative is. For if we cannot use the hymen as a proof of virginity for women, then what should we use? We opt for using nothing. If you really want to know if a woman is a virgin or not, ask her. But how she answers that question is her choice.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Oslo, Norway. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Oslo. Want to listen to the full talk? Find Nina and Ellen's talk and more at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.